We will begin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, as we began learning the halachas of somebody who Rachmana Litzlan is an Eved Avodah Zarah, the Gemara quoted two psukim to teach us that not only in a situation where somebody worships an Avodah Zarah in the way that it's normally worshipped, is he chayiv for being an Eved Avodah Zarah? But there are other circumstances where one is also chayiv for being an Eved Avodah Zarah. One pasuk the Gemara quoted was the pasuk of Zoveich Yechram to teach us that somebody who Zoveich for Avodah Kochavim is considered an Eved Avodah Zarah. And then at the end of the Gemara taught us there's another pasuk regarding Hashtachava. Ask the Gemara, Amle Rava Barav Chanan Labaya. Ema, why do we need both a pasuk to teach us Hashtachava and Zvicha are always considered acts of worshipping Avodah Zarah? Why don't we say, ask the Gemara, Yotze Hashtachava, when the Torah singled out Hashtachava as always being considered being an Oyver Avodah Zarah, the Lam Nal Klal Kula, to teach us that in all circumstances, these kind of services are considered Oyver Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, why do we need both the Pasuk of Ishtachava and the Pasuk of Zoveich? B'chitem, and if you'll say, correct, the halacha that all of these acts are considered Oyver Avodah Zarah, we can indeed learn from the parasha of Ishtachava. And what will the pasuk of Zoveich come to teach us? V'chitayim Zoveich Lomeli, the pasuk Zoveich has come to teach us, Legufe. A halacha in Hilchus Avodah Zarah, in Hilchus Shechit itself, that it will be considered act of Oyver Avodah Zarah, Mechashmin La'avoda La'avoda, that if somebody as he's shechting an animal, l'shem avodah zarah, shechting an animal, even though the actual shechita is not being done l'shem avodah zarah, but when he does the shechita, he has a mind that the ultimate zvicha or the ultimate haktara that will be done to this animal should be done l'shem avodah zarah. The Torah is teaching us that that too is considered as if someone was zoveach l'avodah zarah. And that's what the pasuk of Zoveich will be teaching us. Ditmar, ask the Gemara. This really, ask the Gemara, depends on a different machlokes. Ditmar, hashoichet behem lizard dama lavaris kachavim. If when the shechita is conducted, there is an intent that the zrika should be done for avaris kachavim, or lahak the chelba lavaris kachavim, or that the aktara should be done for avaris kachavim. Rav Yochanan amar asura. Rish Lakish Amar Mataris. Rish Lakish says that the Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asur, because Rabbi Yochanan learns from Pigel. And therefore, that just like by Pigel, if somebody shechs a carbon, even though he has a mind to do this Zriko or a different avoid improperly, the carbon will be Pigel, because Mechashvin me avoid la avoida. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rish Lakish on the other hand, says, Muteris. So the Gemara's question is as follows. According to Rav Yochanan, the halachi by Pigel is Michashvin Ma'avoida La'avoida. That if you do the Shechita with the intent of doing the Zriko, one of the other Avoidas, at the wrong time, the animal becomes Pigel. So once such is the halacha by Pigel, it will also so be the halacha b'avodah zarah. And if such is the halacha b'avodah zarah, because we learned this from Pigel, I'm back to where we started, that we don't need the pasuk of Zoveich b'avodah zarah to teach us the halacha mechashvin b'avodah la'avodah. And that's why Zoveich was used for a different purpose in our previous year. But according to Rish Lakish, that the halacha by Pigel is not mechashvin la'avodah la'avodah. And the halacha is that muteres, so too will be the halacha here. And that's why I'll need the pasuk of Zaveach to teach us that Mechashma Avoid Lavoida. So it says the Gemara, Hanichler Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed the word Zaveach, the pasuk of Zaveach is superfluous, because I could learn this din of Mechashma Avoid Lavoida from Pigel. El Rish Lakish, I need the pasuk by Kro for the din of Mechashma Avoid Lavoida. Ask the Gemara, how has the Rishonim, starting with Tosfos, how could somebody assume that Mechashvin Ma'avoida La'avoida is fine, that the animal could be mutter? Somebody who's shechting, that he wants to do the Zrika for Avoida Zara, is a mumer. The Shechita of a mumer is a Pasul Shechita. So how could the Gemara suggest that Rish Lakish would hold that it's muteris? So that's why Tosfos has a different pshat in the Gemara. And Tosfos pshat is that muteris doesn't mean there would be mutter to be eaten. Tosfos says muteris means it would be mutter b'hanor. Other Rishonim give different terutzim. One terutz that I saw is that even if there's a terrible act here, that somebody shechted the carbon with the intent to do the zrika for avoid the zara, if he only did it once, he doesn't get immediately labeled as a mumer that his shechita should be possible. Another terrorist that I saw the Rishonim suggest, there's a difference if it's done b'faresia or b'tsina. If somebody was an Oivet Avodah Zarah b'faresia, that's when he's considered a mumer that his shechit is disqualified. But if he only did a b'tsina, his shechit is not automatically disqualified. Yet, a third terrorist that the Beis Halevi suggests is that at what point does the person become a mumer that his shechit should be possible? That's at the last moment of the shechit. But the Shechita is already considered a valid Shechita long before the last second of the Shechita. And therefore the animal will be mutter ba'achila. Ask the Gemara. Maskla Rapapa, ask Rapapa. Ul Rabbi Yochanan, are we so quick to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, loy bayi kro, that since the halacha by Pigel is the mechashma la'avoida la'avoida, so too would be the halacha by Avoida Zara? Perhaps, ask Rapapa, there we're speaking about the animal. So the animal that was thought about that it could be pigle automatically becomes pigle. Avagavra, this person, labak talahu. This person, just because he was mechashvim avoid lavoida, we shouldn't automatically kill him. And as the Birkas Shmuel asks, if the animal is deserving to be treif, because the animals of Avodah Zarah, doesn't it travel together? That if the animal becomes possible because it's Avodah Zarah, isn't that a clear indication, ask the Birkas Shmuel, that the person was an Ovid Avodah Zarah? Answers the Birkas Shmuel a very interesting teretz. He says there's another level. There is a level of Ovid Avodah Zarah, but there's a level of something called Huxal Avodah Zarah. Huxal Avodah Zarah suggests the Birkas Shmuel means that the person designated the animal to be Avodah Zarah, but he didn't actually worship it. And therefore the Gemara is suggesting that perhaps when somebody was doing such an act, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that subscribes to the concept of Mechashvin La'avoida La'avoida, maybe it's only, suggests the Birkas Shmuel that the Gemara is saying, that the animal should be considered Huxal La'avoida Zarah, and therefore it should be not be used as a carbon, it should be osur. But not that the person's an Oivet Avodah Zarah and Bichayv Misa. And therefore, the Pasuk, says the Gemara, Vasukra, the Pasuk will still be needed, L'chiyuva Gavra L'ktala. And ask the Gemara, on the other hand, the Reb Shlokish, who holds by Pigel, Ein Mechashvim Yavoida L'voida, Maskelah Reb Achab Rei the Reb Ika, Urei Shlokish, that says, and that's why we're saying that the Pasuk of Zeveach is coming to teach us by Avodah Zarah. We do say, who says we need a Pasuk? Me by Kro. Why is a Pasuk needed? Four, at Kanlikosharish Lakish, there, by the animal, that somebody had a Machshava by the Shechita for another Avodah, says Rish Lakish, I'm not so quick to make the animal disqualified. At Kanlo Shari Rish Lakish El Behema. Avil Gavra. Here the person that was Mechashiv La'avoida La'avoida, he is considered a Baktolahu. He is considered a Oivet Avodah Zarah. And says the Gemara, we have a precedent for such a concept that the person should be considered an Oved Avodah Zarah, even though the object is not considered an Avodah Zarah. Midi the Mahava, a Mishtachva Lahar. Just like somebody bows down to a mountain, worships a mountain. The Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah says, Elohayim Elohorim, V'loy Aharim Elohayim. A mountain, the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah teaches us, can never become Avodah Zarah. And therefore teaches us the Gemara there, that if somebody worships a mountain, he's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. He, Rachman Atzlan, is Chayiv Misa. The mountain is nothing. So why should, maybe Rish Lakish will say the same here, that the person is considered Oved Avodah Zarah as soon as he was mechashiv to do the Zriko, the Aktara L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but the animal is not possible. Mida the Hava Mishtach V'Lahar, the Har Mutter, V'Ovdoi is Chayiv Saif, that he was Oved Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Gemara is suggesting, we don't know what to do with the word Zaveyach. Maybe Rish needs it, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't. So the Brisk Rav says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara's Kashan Rish Lakish. He says, how could the Gemara compare the situation of Mechashvim, it's a Brisk Rav in Masechta Zvachim, how can we compare the situation of Mechashvim Avoida L'Avoida to the situation of Oved Lahar? He explains as follows. He says, in the situation Oved Lahar, it's a real situation of Oved Avodah Zarah. Just as a technicality, as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, that says a mountain can't become Avodah Zarah, but the person's a real Oved Avodah Zarah. However, asked the Brisk Rav, it's really based on a Tosfos. In the case of Mechashvim Avodah L'Avodah, the entire act of Oved Avodah Zarah is not really an act of Avodah Zarah, because now when he's doing the Shechita, he hasn't yet worshipped Avodah Zarah. And therefore, asked the Brisk Rav, how can we compare the two scenarios? Answers the Rav that if the person didn't just say, or didn't just think that this is what I'm going to do in the future, even though we're going to speak about such circumstances very soon in Mitzvah Shem. Here we have much more than that. Here we have that the person actually did a Shechita, which is the beginning of the process of being Oved Avodah Zarah. That's why he's certainly considered of Oved Avodah Zarah according to Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Achamed Difta L'Ravina, V'may Dekam Rav Barachana L'Abaya, according to the way we began today's shir, that Ema Yotza Shtachaveh L'Lam Na Klal Kula, that we wanted to suggest that the Torah, by singling out Shtachaveh as being considered somebody who's Chas V'Shalom Shtachaveh Avodah Zarah, is considered Oved Avodah Zarah, and therefore in all situation of an act of worshipping Avodah Zarah b'derech kavod, it's considered Oved Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Gemara began, what are we going to do with the Pasuk Zaveyach? There's another Pasuk, asked the Gemara. Eima amalei l'may d'kama le'rov barafchana l'abaya that Eima yotza shtachavah l'lamna klal kula, asked the Gemara, there's another Pasuk. Eich yavdu goyim as elokeim the esakein gam oni lemutemai. What will that pasuk come to teach us? So the Rishonim work on asking a different question. The Gemara seems to have a kasha like this: if I learn everything from Hishtachavah, then I have a problem with to do with the pasuk of Eich yavdu. But if I would be learning from the Pasuk of Zaveyach, then I don't have that problem. Why? Just like the Gemara is asking, that if I'm learning everything from Mishtachavah, what am I going to do with this Pasuk of Eich Yavdu? Similarly, the Gemara could have asked, if I'm going to learn everything from Zaveyach, what would I do with the Pasuk of Eich Yavdu? The Gemara isn't bothered with that. Why not? So the Rishonim really tried to work with this Kasha. The simplest Teretz I saw is the Teretz of the Baal Hamor. Other Rishonim say it also. The Baal Hamor says as follows: if the only pasuk we had to single out on an act of Oved Avodah Zarah would be Zaveyach, we would say that perhaps it's only an Avodah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Zvich is done in the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's an act that's not done in the Beis HaMikdash, I can't learn it from Zaveyach. So then I would understand what to do with Eich Yavdu. But if I have a pasuk Vishtachavah, which is much broader, so ask the Gemara what I do with Eich Yavdu. V'chi Teima, If we're going to say that I would use that pasuk lemuti hapar atzma lezoivchim, as we learned yesterday, that the way the avodah zarah par was worshipped was by defecation, and the pasuk here is teaching us that if somebody defecates to a carbon that is normally worshipped by slaughtering, that's what the pasuk is teaching us is considered over avodah zarah. So tomorrow I wouldn't need that pasuk of Eich Yavdu to teach us that it's not considered Oivet Avodah Zarah, because I can learn it from the word Ashtachava, because Ashtachava teaches us that it has to be Derech Kibud. I've called Derech Kibud. Ella, the pasuk would come to teach us the following. Hapayat Smalama Kulish. We learned in the Mishnah yesterday, the Mishnah gave us the example of two Avodah Zarahs whose way of worship was in a degrading manner. Pari was by defecation, and makulis was by throwing stones. So I would think that if somebody's pari to a makulis, that the entire way this avodah zarah is worshipped is through a derech bezoyin, therefore any situation of bezoyin should be considered an avodah zarah, kamash malon. That's why the pasuk needs to teach us that if it's a degrading act, and it's not the way, even though this avodah zarah is normally worshipped in a degrading act, here it's not going to be an avodah because it's not the degrading act the way this is worshipped. Ask the Gemara, Elohada Amar Belezer, Menayin Lezavech Behem L'makulos, Shuchayiv, the pasuk says, the Gemara says, how do we know that somebody shechs a behem to makulos, which is certainly not the way it's normally worshipped, Shuchayiv, Shenemar, to teach us, if it's not here to teach us that worshipping the Avodah Zarah in the normal fashion is considered Oved Avodah Zarah, because I already learned that from the pasuk of Eich Yavdu, Tanei Inyan, Shloi Kedarka. Ask the Gemara, Shloi Kedarka, for a situation of Shloi Kedarka, Mishtachavah Nafka, that any time you worship an Avodah Zarah in a respectful manner, it's considered avodah zarah. So what do I need the pasuk of Allah Yizbechu to teach us that? Answers the Gemara, that case is talking about hasam b'zaveich lahachas. Rashi explains that zaveich lahachas means that the person doesn't mean to accept this avodah zarah as a god. He just wants to irritate our god. Say, I'm going to show you, as much as we could understand it that way, I'm going to show you that I can worship and avoid the Zara. But I'm not accepting him as a god. I know it's not a god. That's why I would think that perhaps that's not considered avoid the Zara, Kamash Malon, that it is. Says the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna Irchus Leituri. Fascinating pshat from Yad Ramah. Rav Hamnuna, obviously, his panosa was from oxen. And these oxen that were his parnasa, he lost. So most people, says the Yad Ramah, when they would lose something so important to them, now I'm busy, I have to find my animals, I have no time to think and learning. But our Gemara teaches us a tremendous lesson. Rav Hamnuna, as troubled as he was by losing his animals, if somebody comes to him and asks him in shyly and learning, of course that comes first. And therefore, says the Gemara, Pagabe Rava, as he's looking for his animals, he meets Rava. And Rava asked him the following question. Tanan, in our Mishnah that we learned just yesterday, it says, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, that's when he's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. Meaning, Oved in, only if he actually worships the Avodah Zarah, Oymaloi. But just saying that he's going to worship, that is not considered Oved Avodah Zarah. And he asked, Vanan Tanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin, that Ha'oyme Evoid, Eilich V'Evid, Neilich V'Nevoid, that it's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Mefarshim asked, the Rishonim asked, a tremendous question. What is the Mishnah, what's the question from our Mishnah to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin? Our Mishnah itself, let's learn our Mishnah. The Mishnah began, Ha'oved Avodah Kochavim. So it means you have to worship to be chayiv. And then, a line later, it says, Hamakabal Avaka, Vamala Eliyata, saying is enough. So why do I have to bring a stira from Daf Sav Machzayin? We could have asked in the Mishnah itself. So the Rishonim answer, our Mishnah itself could have been answered. Because we could have explained that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where he's saying, right now I am accepting this Avodah Zarah as a god. So even though he's only speaking, it's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. But that Mishnah is not talking about that he's accepting the Avodah Zarah right here and now. That Mishnah is saying that he's accepting the Avodah Zarah into the future. So we would think that in a case where somebody's accepting it into the future, that's not considered. That Mishnah is teaching us that it's not considered Avodah Zarah. That it's considered also Avodah Zarah. Our Mishnah seems to be teaching us only if you accept it right here and now, not into the future. That is the stira. Amalei. So he responded, the way to answer is, but our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the person says, it's not to me an Avodah Zarah until I actually worship it. And therefore, until he actually worships it, teaches us our Mishnah that he is considered, he's not considered an Avodah Zarah. Versus the Mishnah in Daf Samach Zayin is referring to a situation that he already accepts it immediately as a god. So even though he says, I'm only going to worship it in the future, he is considered Oved Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosef says, Tanai Shekalf Ma'alma, what's your problem? Our Mishnah and that Mishnah, these two Mishnahs, these two Mishnayas represent the Machloikas Tanoim. Tanoihi, the Tanya. The Braisa says, Ha'ima Bo'u Vavduni, if somebody turns himself into an Avodah Zarah, and he tells people, worship me. Remei Mechayiv. Remei says that that's considered a Mesis and is Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Paita. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not. Says the Gemara. Heich de Pulcha, if people actually worship him, Kul Amloi Pligi, everybody is in agreement that that's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Loisas L'cha Pesel. You can't turn yourself into an Avodah Zarah. And if you turn yourself into an Avodah Zarah, Yichai Misa. What is the Machloikas, says the Gemara? Ki Pligi, B'dibur Ba'alma. Somebody just speaks. Remei is Sover, Remei is of the opinion, Dibur Milsehi. Just talk alone is of significance. And that's why he's Chai Misa. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, Sover, Dibur La Milsehi. So, says the Gemara, these two Mishnayis, Rabbi Yosef is suggesting, actually represent the Machloikas of Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. Where our Mishnah holds that just talk is nothing, and the Mishnah there says that talk is significant. Hadar Amar Rabbi Yosef. Then Rabbi Yosef turned around and said, Lav Milsi the Amri. What I just said is incorrect. The Filah of Yehuda, it could well be that Rabbi Yehuda will agree, but the Bura Namich Yuvim Mechayiv. That just speaking alone is considered Avodah Zarah. As the Gemara says, the Tanya, as the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Oim Lo'olam Enechayiv at Shiyoyim Eilich Ve'Evoid, Evoid, Eilich Ve'Evoid, Neilich Ve'Nevid. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does give credence to just talk. So again, what is the Machloikus? B'meh K'mifugi, what is the Machloikus? B'meisis L'atzmai. If somebody said, I'm an Avodah Zarah, worship me. And the person who he said it to, Amalian said, fine. That Vamalian inkamufki. Ma sava, mesis latzmai, that if somebody tells other people, I am an Avodah Zarah, worship me. And people will accept that. Shamile, people are willing to accept that. And therefore, the indiko amri, and therefore when they say, yes, we will worship you, kushtahu, it's the truth. And that's why it's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. Or ma sava, versus Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mesis La'atzmai, if somebody tells people, worship me, nobody's going to listen to such narishkeiten, L'shmilei. Meme Amri, because people's reaction will be, Maishnoi Iyumim Handidan. He's a human being, and we're a human being. So why is he more of a god than I am? I, in the Kamri, they said yes, Achuki Mechakalei. They're laughing at him. So if so, let's just stop for a moment. The Machloikas Remei Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do
with the validity of talk or not. Everybody agrees that talk is of significance. The nafkamina is, if somebody says to somebody else, worship me, and the person who he spoke to says yes, do that, Ramei considers that yes as a serious yes, and therefore the talker is considered a mesis, and Yehuda considers it narishkeiten, and therefore the talker is not chayiv. But now we're back to where we started. We have a stira between our Mishnah that seems to say that just saying that I will worship the Avodah Zarah in the future is not considered Oved Avodah Zarah, versus the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin that says that it is considered Oved Avodah Zarah. How do we reconcile those two Mishnayos? Or Masnissen, the way to reconcile the two Mishnayos is the differences between Yochran Nissus versus an individual who's being influenced, Kambarabim HaNissosim, versus a group. Yochid, if you have an individual that says, I will worship Avodah Zarah, Lemimlech, there's no reason to assume that he's going to retract, Betar Basrei. And therefore, as soon as the Yochid said that I will worship Avodah Zarah, he's considered Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin considers him Oved Avodah Zarah. However, our Mishnah is referring to a Rabbim. A Rabbim, Mimlechi V'loi Tol. Rabbim may change the mind. That's how Rashi's Girs in the Gemara is, and that's the case of our Mishnah, where it's a Rabbim, and therefore for Rabbim say that we will in the future go worship Avodah Zarah, that's not considered Oved Avodah Zarah, because there's a real possibility that they're going to change the mind. The Ran has just an opposite approach, just the opposite Girsa. The Ran's Girsa is, a Yachid is maybe just saying it to get this person off his back. A Rabbim, so that is a concept of peer pressure, is all different. Amr Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Menor Aminallah, from where do we take that there's a difference between a Yochid and a Rabbim? The Ksiv, Loi Soiva Loi, Veloi Sishma Loi. The Torah speaks B'losh in Yochid. Ha'ov V'shova, if somebody paid attention to the Mesas, Chayiv. But the Torah is speaking about a Yochid, not a Rabbim. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei Abaya, is there indeed such a distinction? Mishani, bein nisus the rabbim, l'nisus the yachid. Is there indeed such a distinction between a rabbim and yachid? The pasuk, there's a brisa. The brisa speaks about the following pasuk. V'tanya, ki yisischa achicha benimecha. The pasuk speaking about somebody being influenced to worship Avodah Zarah. And says the brisa, echad yachran nisus, vechad harabim nisosim. Doesn't make a difference if it's a Yochid or a Rabbim who are influenced. The Haitzi HaKosav Yochid B'chlal Rabbim. The Pasuk of Leisoy V'loy V'loy Shishma Law speaks about a Yochid. The Pasuk of Ki Yisischa speaks about a Rabbim. Why did the Torah differentiate a Yochid from Rabbim? Haitzi HaKosav Yochid B'chlal Rabbim. Rabbim B'chlal Yochid. The Torah did draw a distinction between a Yochid and a Rabbim to teach us, Yochid Michlal Rabbim, the reason a Yochid and the place where a Yochid is treated different than a group, L'hachmer al-gufay, that if a Yochid worships Avodah Zarah, he's chayif skila, or l'haka v'moynei, but his money doesn't have to be destroyed. Rabbim, which refers to Iyan Hanidachas, is treated differently, Michlal Yochid, l'haka al-gufam, because the halacha is that an Ir HaNidachas is killed b'sayif, but it's treated u'lahachma m'moina, that the money has to be, everything, all of their possessions have to be destroyed. Points out the Gemara. Only b'homnil sehudashani, only regarding this halachas, these halachas that I just spoke about, is there a difference between a Yochid and a Rabbim. Abuchamili, regarding all other halachas, a Yochid and a Rabbim are treated the same way. So the teretz that the Gemara attempted to say, to reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin, to draw a difference between a Yochid and a Rabbim, doesn't seem to work. El Amar Abaya, so we're back to our question. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that if somebody says that he will worship Avodah Zarah into the future, it's not considered Oved Avodah Zarah, versus the Mishnah, Daf Samach Zayin does seem to learn that it is considered Oved Avodah Zarah. Elam Abaya,
can benisus mipi atzmoi. There's a difference where somebody is self-influenced to worship avodah zara, mipi can benisus mipi acherim, versus where it's other people are influencing him. The Gemara explains mipi atzmoi. If somebody says, you know, I think I'm a god, and therefore I in the future will worship myself, a person can wake up and say, what kind of foolishness did I say? And therefore, he's mimlach. He's likely to change his mind, and that's why he's not considered avid avodah zara, which will be the case of our Mishnah. However, mipi acherim, if it's other people who are trying to influence him, so there he's more likely to garb asrayu, to get caught up with it, and the chances of retraction leave. We don't have any more chance of retraction. That's why it's considered avid avodah zara. Again, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Mimnoa Minalo, where do we see a distinction between a yochid and a rabbi? The ksiv, loisai v'loisishma lov. Ha'ova v'shama, if you did listen to a yochid, that's when you chayiv. Rav Amar, another way of reconciling the two mishnayis. Idi v'nisiz v'piyacherim. Both mishnayis refer to a situation where it's somebody else trying to influence him to worship avodah zara. Hada amalei. One Mishnah is referring to a situation of kach lechels, kach shaisa, kach mativa, kach maria, where he says that these are all of the characteristics of the avodah zara. Ha, the loy amalei, kach lechels v'shels. So if it's telling him that all of these, that the avodah zara has all of these characteristics, so therefore he could come and recognize that this is all foolishness. But if he didn't start speaking about the characteristics, he has no way to realize what was said is foolishness. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Mnaniyullah, where do we see, what's the basis for such a distinction? The Ksivikot, the Pasuk says, Melaheho Amim Asher Siva Vesechem Hakroi Melecha. Mali Rechaikim. The Torah speaks about near or far. So the question obviously is, Mali Kroiv, Mali Rechaikim, what's the difference if the avodah zara is near or far? Hach Kamlei. Rather, the way to understand the Pasuk is as follows. Mishtivusha Shekroivim Ataloyim Tivusha Rechaikim. From what's near, you can learn what's far. My love, Dharma Lei Kach Echaz, Kach Shoyes, Kach Maria. The avodah zara that's near you, you have a way of examining and realizing that what is being told to you about this avodah zara is meaningless. That's when we have a real belief that you're never going to worship that avodah zara. You'll examine the avodah zara yourself, and you'll realize that it's nothing. On the other hand, when you're not given the characteristics of the avodah zara, that should serve as a basis for your evaluation and recognition that what's happening here is foolishness. That's when you consider avodah zara. You are considered avodah zara because you have no reason to believe you're going to change your mind, because there's no basis for you to realize and analyze that what you're assuming is an avodah zara is nothing. Rav Ashi tries to give a different teretz. Sefer that considers him over avodah zara is referring to Yisrael Mumer. And since the person is a Yisrael Mumer, it's very likely that if the person says he's going to worship avodah zara, he will indeed worship the avodah zara. That's why that Mishnah says he's an over avodah zara. Our Mishnah, however, is not speaking about a Oyved Avodah Zara, and not a Mumer. And a Jew, even for Rachmana Litzlan, he says he's going to worship Avodah Zara. A Jew who's not a Mumer is going to chap himself and never come to make that mistake. Ravina, after learning of Omer Gemara, says the entire premise of this whole Gemara, that there's a stira between the Mishnah and Daf Samach Amar Beis versus the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin on an Aleph, is incorrect premise. It's not to be viewed, the two Mishnayis, says Ravina, are not to be viewed as a stira to each other, but rather, says Ravina, the way to understand the two Mishnayis is loizu afzu. Not only, says our Mishnah on Daf Samach, when somebody accepts avodah zara on himself, Rachmanot Zlan, immediately, is he considered Oyver Avodah Zara? But even if somebody accepts Avodah Zara into the future, teaches us the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin, he's also considered Oyver Avodah Zara. and there is no stereo. Itma, says the Gemara, Ha'ovid Avodas Kochavim, we begin an interesting sugya. If somebody worships Avodah Zarah, may I have a Meira. And there's a very big machlokes rishonim. What is the definition of a half of a year? Rashi seems to learn a half of a year of a person. Somebody who you love, you like, asks you to worship Avodah Zarah. Or somebody who you're afraid of asks you to worship Avodah Zarah. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam, very interesting pshat of the Rambam, has a different pshat, a half of a year. A half is somebody who loves the Avodah Zarah. He realizes that the Avodah Zarah is not God. But he loves the Avodah Zarah, or he's afraid of the Avodah Zarah, meaning, according to the Rambam, he knows that the Avodah Zarah is not God. But just because the Avodah Zarah is not God doesn't mean that he can't believe that the Avodah Zarah has the ability to make problems for a person. And therefore he worships the Avodah Zarah because he's scared that the Avodah Zarah shouldn't cause him problems. So here we have a machloikus. Is that considered Ovid Avodah Zarah or not? Abaya Machayev, Rav Amapata. Abaya Machayev, Dapalcha. He worships the Avodah Zarah. And since he's worshiping the Avodah Zarah, it's considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Rav Amapata, Rav on the other hand holds his potter, because only Ikibla Allah Balaha in, only if he accepted Avodah Zarah as a god, is it considered Ovid Avodah Zarah, Eloi Eloi. So the Rishonim asks, Tosfos asks an obvious question. The Gemara teaches us, we all know this halacha, that by Avodah Zarah, the halacha is Yehorig Val Yaver. So how could the Gemara say, according to Rava, that if somebody was Ovid Avodah Zarah, because a half of a Yira, he's not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah? You're not supposed to do it. If something like that comes up, you have to let yourself get killed. You have to be Maisa Nefesh. What's Pshat in the Gemara? So Tosfos says, Avada Rava will agree that somebody like that will have to be ready to give up his life. Al-Gemara is saying that he didn't give up his life. What he should have done is give up his life. But if he didn't give up his life, what is the halacha? Says Rava, he wasn't considered Ovid Avodah Zarah because it was Mahava Meira. Another pshat that I saw in the Rishonim is, where is there a halacha of Yehorig Val Yaver? We spoke about this at the beginning of the shiur. Bifaresia. Here we're talking about a case where the person did a Betzina. Since the person worshipped Avodah Zarah Betzina, there is no halacha, and it's not considered, according to Rava, Ovid Avodah Zarah, because it's a case of a half of a year. That's why he's not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara, this is a very fundamental pshat, that the Gemara here is referring to a situation where this is not a full-fledged Avodah Zarah, that people assume it to be a god. Everybody who worships this Avodah Zarah only worships it as a half of a year. So in the first place, it's not considered a real Avodah Zarah. Where is there a halach of Yehorig Val Yaver by a real Avodah Zarah? But this is not a real Avodah Zarah. It's only a half of a year Avodah Zarah. One more teretz is that's referring to a situation where the person, as he's worshipping the Avodah Zarah, clearly announces, I'm only worshipping it because I have a V'yira. I'm not accepting it as a god. Where is the halach of Yehorig Val Yaver? Where the person, where we don't know what the person's intent is, and we think that he's actually accepting it, Rechmon al-Tzlan, as a god. Here he's not accepting it as a god, and that's why it's not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah, that there should be halach of Yehorig Val Yaver. And in fact, the Rishonim used this last teretz to explain our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah made a clear statement. Hoivid, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, all the cases that we learned in our Mishnah, that we discussed and will discuss, is considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Why? Maybe it's a half of a year. The answer is that a half of a year is only considered a half of a year when you announce that you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah as a half of a year. Our Mishnah, you didn't make that announcement, so you consider it Ovid Avodah Zarah. So ask the Rishonim, and we're going to speak about this in the Gemara, but ask the Rishonim, if so, that somebody who's Ovid Mehava Meira is not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah, why was Mordechai ready to give up his life rather than bow down to Haman? Haman was only Meira. They were scared of Haman, that he could do them harm. So Mordechai shouldn't have been ready to give up his life for that. So I saw in the Rishonim two terutzim. One terutz is that Haman wore on his body tzlamim. He wore on his body Avodah Zarah. So when somebody would bow down to Haman, he wasn't only bowing down to Haman, he was actually bowing down to those Avodah Zarahs, and that's why Mordechai refused to bow. Another pshat is, it could well be that technically, halachically, Mordechai might have been allowed to bow down to Haman. However, Mordechai wanted to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, show the world that he's not bowing down to Haman, and therefore, even though halachically he might have been allowed to, he refused. Says the Gemara, Simen Eved Yishtach Vele Mashiach. Vomer Rabbayah. Says Rabbayah Menon Mila. From where do I know, indeed, that Ha'ovid Mahava Meira is considered an Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Tanan? We learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Ovid Avodah Zarah, Kochavim Echer Ovid. My lav, isn't our Mishnah referring to a situation, Echer Ovid Mahava or Meira? And yet the Mishnah considers him an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Rava Amalach, and Rava will respond, Loi, that's not necessarily the way to explain our Mishnah. Rather, the way our Mishnah can be understood is Kimitaritz Rabbi Yirmiya is the way Rabbi Yirmiya taught us that the Mishnah is teaching us that Avodah Zarah, if you worship it, as we learned in the previous year, if you worship it in the way that it's normally worshipped, you're considered an Avodah Zarah. And if you slaughter L'shem Avodah Zarah, even though if that's not the normal way that the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, she's still considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Amar Abaye, so Abaye looks for another source that Avahava Meira is considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Menah Minala, the Tanan, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, Lo Yishtachve Lahem. Lahem Iyat Mishtachve. You may never worship an Avodah Zarah. Avat Mishtachve Lo of it, la'adam k'maischa. Yochel afil neved k'haman. That let's say the person is worshipped as an avodah zarah, you may not worship him. Tamalayim v'loy sa'avdein. Now, as we said a moment ago, for Haman, this that people worshipped Haman was of meyira hava, and yet the Gemara is saying that it's considered ovid avodah zarah. So isn't that, the Braisa is saying it's considered ovid avodah zarah. Isn't that a clear raya? And so the Gemara, How will Rava respond? Rava, kahaman, v'loy kahaman. Haman isn't the perfect examen. Example. The Haman, kahaman, on one hand, Haman is a good example of a case where a person turns himself into an Avodah Zarah, and somebody who worships him is chayiv. The iu gufei Avodah Kachavim. Haman himself was an Avodah Kachavim. However, v'loy kahaman. Haman isn't the perfect example, says Ravan. The Rava, dila, Haman, people only worshipped him meyira. The hacha versus to be considered ovid avodah zarah, it has to be that you really believe that the person is a god. The hacha, and otherwise, if it's not, if it's only meyira, then it's not considered according to Rava ovid avodah zarah.